Seth Crane is on the line with us. And we get a chance to visit with Seth on Tuesday mornings. We get that opportunity to talk about what happened yesterday out at the Hondo auction. Time for the KCWM
Morning Market Report with Seth Crane and the Hondo auction. Good morning, Seth. You doing all right?
I'm doing good, Mike. You?
Well, about to make it through some of these hot days, it looks like.
I tell you what, sure saw a difference yesterday being in the 90s rather than 108 or
yeah.
whatever. It sure
yeah.
felt a lot better.
Sure did. They're sure trying to give us a little bit of a chance of rain here a little later as we go along, really on through the weekend, first part of next week.
I saw that. That'd be plenty good. Everybody needs a rain, I think.
Boy, that'd be wonderful. Let's talk about yesterday's sale. How'd that work out?
Ended up with 311 head, Mike, of cattle and 36 head of sheep and goats. As far as packer cows, probably all ended up with 20 cows, something like that. They did add a little more money to those, 48 cents on those weaker cows, up to 77 on the best cows. The bulls, 75 up to 88. Just had a handful of pairs there, 950 up to 1140. Same way on the bred cows, 800 up to 1120. As far as the calf market, the thing continues to still want to be a little bit softer. However, they're wanting to buy them cheaper, but the market's not, the demand's not letting them do it just a whole lot. You know, I didn't think the market was too far off where we were last week. Sure still looked pretty good. 2 to 3 weight steers on this number one end of cattle, $1.57 to 180. 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.45 to 175. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.65 to 192. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.40 to 172. 4 to 5 weight steers, for 143 up to 171. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.30 to 161. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.35 to 147. 5 to 6 weight heifers, 125 to 154. 6 to 7 weight steers and bull calves, $1.25 up to 140. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.20 to 146. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings, $1.12 to 128. And 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.15 to 130. Some of those higher prices in those heifers is in the replacement market. Has some pretty good Brangus-type heifers all throughout all those classes. Like I said, that was on the number one end of the cattle. You know, you get into the plainer cattle, something, with a little low back or, Hereford crosses and down in your Longhorn crosses and stuff, it was sure a lot cheaper than that. But all in all, good market, Mike, on the number one end, and was real pleased with it there yesterday.
Well, that sounds good. Kind of wondering about that local demand. Is that strong?
Oh, sure. There's people buying some replacement heifers yet, and, as well as some of the bigger outfits pulling for them. So it's sure holding that replacement market up there, like on those, sure enough good Brangus type heifers it looked like.
You damn, I were talking yesterday morning, talking about those Brangus heifers. Man, if they're going to work in South Texas, they just got to have some brain around there, don't they?
Yeah, especially this time of year, It's just, it's pretty hot for some of the cattle, but those seem to still do pretty well, Mike.
So. Well, all right. Yeah, I was wondering about the sheep and goat. You said you had 37 head. I may have seen the whole trailer load come by. Sunday, I saw somebody came into town, and boy, they had a load headed your direction. And kind of thought maybe there'd be more, but what about the market on the goats?
Still really good, on those, anything having some flesh, whether it's a goat or sheep, and those small lambs and kids, there's a lot of demand on those. They're just bringing lots of money. You can get in those Dorper ewes and stuff, and as always, it's just plenty high. So the goat market's really good, as always.
Well, won't be long, another couple of weeks, special coming up.
You bet, Mike. August 14th, got a good special coming up. I imagine there's going to be somewhere around 200 head of consigned cattle that we know of now. Most of those all be weaned. I look for a pretty good run on there on that special. It's sure getting dry, and there's some big calves out there need to be shipped. So it ought to be a good run for that special, and it's always a good market right there in August.
Well, if we catch some sure enough rain between now and then, it sure help that local demand too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's needing rain. If we could all just get a good general lane around it, it sure improved the outlook on everything.
All right, let's get your phone number and stuff, sir.
You bet, Mike. You can get us right there at the office, 830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, hondolivestock.com.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at hondolivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.